call the council meeting for September 14th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
Flag, United States of America, the Republic, one nation, God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call?
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Falters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mary Oakham.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Falters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Agenda is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of minutes of the August 24th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the minutes as presented.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Falters?
Yes.
Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, and those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is petitions and morals and remonstrances.
I'd like to encourage the public to participate in the 25th annual chili cook-off downtown and related events. There's going to be a downtown concert together with that. Of course, that's VU's family and alumni weekend, so don't miss the race on the Wabash River. But a lot of activities. We've got a concert out at the Red Skelton Performing Arts Center on Friday, and so take advantage of all the things going on in town.
Anything else? We'll move to committee chair reports.
Just to give an update, last meeting I kind of talked about updating our website to make it easier to get information to us, and I gave the information to Cheryl and Dan. Just the kind of the things that we discussed there, while our emails are on the website, there's probably a better way to do it, where we could just put our tab on the front, they could click the tab, they put their information in there, they send who they want to contact, whether it be the mayor, the council, clerk, treasurer. You have a body to where they can put it, they submit it, then we all would get the information knowing who it was directed to. We did have some issues during some of our bigger issues where some people get emails, some don't, because people just pick one person and not all. And it'll aid in communication between the public and us and the public. So Cheryl went and talked with, or is in the process of talking with Tower Bridge, and when she gets some information from there, she'll bring it to us.
Yeah, just to give you an update on that, Tower Bridge now contracts out their web stuff. They don't have anyone on staff, so Tim has given them my information, and I'm waiting on a call to set up an appointment, because I think this is something we need to sit down live with somebody and don't try doing an email and phone. I want to sit with them and show them live what we want to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
From legislative review, Mr. Mayor, the 2015 supplement was approved for the Code of Ordinances. That happened on September 4th. However, Councilman Chatton pointed out to me that somewhere in the past codifications of the ordinance book, the landscaping ordinance of the city has gotten lost. So I'm kind of bird-dogging that right now. So.
I think the clerk treasurer's office is assisting with that research, I believe, and finding out perhaps what happened. We know there was a landscape ordinance. It's just it's not in the recodification, so we just need to track that down.
We have the original one that was in 96. No, was back under the Rose administration. I'm sorry. Then sometime thereafter, the council gave some of those duties over to Area Plan Commission, and it's really not lost in my office. It's lost in the codification. So those were all approved by the council. Somehow this part was left out, and that's what they're trying to find out, why it was left out.
Just to amplify that, at the last Area Plan Commission meeting, I talked to Dixie about that issue, and her memory confirms my memory that that was not one of the duties that was passed over to the Area Plan Commission. The city at that time, when we had those discussions with the county, retained that regulation in terms of landscaping. We're talking about commercial landscaping. So we're tracking it down, and we'll have a report back to council about how to deal with that.
Okay. Anything else? All right, we'll move on to report of city officer. Steve Beeman would like to speak.
Good evening. Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The mayor and I have discussed, and we'd like to present something to you this evening. If you recall, during the budget hearing a couple months ago, I spoke to you about the Parks Department putting together a list of possible projects that we would like to do over the next 2 to 3 years. Hopefully these will fit in with what the mayor has proposed about earmarking some monies for the Parks Department and other designated areas. But by doing these projects, we need to upgrade our 5 parks. It's been a long time since we've been able to do anything. We've kind of done something in the past 2 or 3 years. 2 or 3 years, we've made a huge difference in the addition of the new Rainbow Beach pool, the parking lot, the new road. So things like that have happened. But tonight, I'm here to discuss one of our first projects that we'd like to look at, and that's the 2 playgrounds at Gregg Park. These both playgrounds are probably in the 15 to 20 year age. They're very outdated. For us to repair, we can't. The companies no longer manufacture those playgrounds. Needless to say, they have been very useful for the past 15, 20 years. The kids that have used them have enjoyed them, but we feel the time has come to maybe replace those. We have been dealing with Miracle Recreation. That is the company that we purchase this equipment from. Phil Bennett is the Midwest rep, and he was in a few times. Phil is very familiar with Gregg Park, with those playgrounds. The reason we want to stick with Miracle is that they have, if we replace Miracle equipment with Miracle equipment, we are eligible for a 40% discount. So we thought that was a pretty good savings. So what you have in front of you are 2 sets. The first one would be the replacement of the large Civitan playground, is what we call it, which was provided through the Civitan Club. It's directly across the street from the enclosed shelter house. This piece is called a mega tower. It's a larger playground structure. It's age appropriate for 5 to 12 year olds. It's ADA accessible. It'll have a wheelchair ramp. It will have interactive panels on the bottom. It will accommodate up to 70 youth. If you look on the price list, you can see everything, the list price. All this includes the installation, the border, the surfacing material, everything that goes with it. You can see the discount is $19,000. The total price is $50,810 for that piece. The second piece would replace the smaller playground, which is down by the swing sets next to the horseshoe pit. It's age appropriate for 2 to 12 years old. If you'll look at it, you can see that it's kind of more of a kid friendly. The size of the slides are wider, but it still will accommodate up to 12. This piece is smaller. It will hold up to 45, I believe, youth. This one too is ADA accessible. And the price, if you'll look on all of it, the discount was $11,600 with a total price of $33,000. So the 2 pieces together are roughly $83,000, $84,000 for these 2 pieces. I mean, I know that sounds like a large number, but for what we're wanting to do, especially starting at Gregg Park, not just the events that we have there, the relay and the Hoosier the Cruisers and the Nikita back to school, you know, those are large events, but before the football games, there's so many people that use the playground pieces, and just on a daily basis. We're at that point that, again, the two pieces we have have kind of just, again, not to go back with the pool that we said, but they've outlived their usefulness. There's just nothing more that we can do with them. We try to keep them up as best we can. If you go out now, the Civitan piece, some of those activity panels, the tic-tac-toe is down to just about a tick. there's only about three pieces left. You know, what we've tried to do over the past 11 years that I've been here is we've maintained as best we can, just like all the other departments. We've stayed within our budget. We've cut when we've been asked to cut. But for projects like this, we have to come to you, and hopefully you'll see the benefit and the impact that this will have. We did very well with the pool project. I know this is totally different, but I think quality of life is very important, not just to us at the parks, but I think to everyone in Vincennes. And starting with this project, I think would go a long way. We're not necessarily asking tonight for a decision, I don't think, but I just wanted to bring these before you and maybe get some feedback from you if you have any questions about them.
Steve, do you know what the expected life expectancy for pieces like this would be?
No, I mean, I can throw a number like 10 years.
15 to 20 years.
Yeah. No. We've been very fortunate. I mean, we have vandalism, but not, you know, to the point where, I mean, you can read horror stories of other parks where people put, you know, glass on slides and things like that. You know, this is a side note down the road. Hopefully we'd like to see maybe a security system, cameras out the park, but, you know, let's improve everything first. But, you know, when you see that size, and I think I heard Tim, I know, when you see 70 kids, I mean, that sounds like a lot of, you know, have you ever seen 70 kids on the playground at once? But again, we want to make sure that we fit those needs for when we do have larger events, that those pieces do accommodate.
I assume this equipment has stood the test of time in terms of wear and tear. And
yeah, Miracle's is a very reputable company. Like I said, I mean, that's who we have now. And with the 40% discount, that always very helpful.
Now, just like we discussed in budget, like we're going to look at a park a year. Is that the plan or kind of in that?
Well, from our standpoint, and I don't want to speak for the mayor, I'll say what we've looked at. You know, Gregg Park is our largest park, obviously. It gets the most use throughout the day, throughout the year. Anytime we have any large outdoor events, in Gregg Park is it. I think there's three or four, maybe more things that we want to do at Gregg. We felt the playground and the Vaughan Walking Trail are two pieces that we want to do right away. The restrooms and the enclosed shelter house need to be addressed. The band shell needs to be addressed. Lighting.
Tennis courts.
Oh, the tennis courts. You know, we don't want to keep giving you big prices, but I think if we take two or three years with Gregg, the other parks, although they do need things, they're a lot smaller, things that can be done one right after another. Chicago, I think, is pretty much set. The grant that was awarded back in 2004 put the playground equipment and the open shelter, the restrooms, the walking trail. It needs just a little bit of sprucing. Four Lakes needs some things on the open shelter house. Lester, new basketball courts, maybe a new smaller playground piece. But Gregg, I think, is the focal point of what we want to hit the next two or three years and try to get some, you know, and I guess you could call them large items, but until we get some quotes on all these, I mean, I think the playground and the Vaughan Trail will be the two biggest ones.
And I know as a group that we've invested a lot in Gregg Park because it is important to the city. We do host a lot of events there, and I mean, it's kind of a meeting place for everybody here. So I'm glad to see these things being addressed and bringing them for us, Steve. Thank you.
I have a question. The current equipment, whenever it gets torn down, is there any value in it at all?
We'll scrap. Okay. And we're going to take it out. That saved us X amount of dollars. And the reason why we went, I mean, you see a lot of groups will get playground equipment and they'll do it themselves. You know, these are large piece structures. And it, we don't have the, even if we got volunteers, we wouldn't be able to get enough people to put these in, especially the larger one. It's, I think, almost 4 or 5 days of man hours that they would have to put them in. I know it would save us money, and we're not just trying to throw money away, but I think by going in, using the discount back onto this, we can have them do everything right off the bat and have them set up the border, the surfacing, and everything done.
And my other question is, the equipment itself is ADA accessible, but is the are there sidewalks to it?
Well, we'll do the one that there is there now, the Civ Stand has sidewalks. We'll have to add a sidewalk to the one that's down by the horseshoe pit. That would be the only thing. And then we're also looking on our own to put in an inclusive swing, which is a ADA swing child can sit back in. We want to put in a couple of those. We are going to try and look at fundraising opportunities, whether it's through civic groups, but obviously the bulk of it would have to come through the city council. Yeah, we've talked about it all the time. I have a very good board. They're behind you know, a lot of the things that we do. Again, obviously, we need to go through you know, city council on these, but Greg Park, again, is something that they really want to see addressed over the next couple of years.
Just one thing to consider is that, as always, we look out at the community for partners that might enter into this to help provide these this recreation for children. I seem to recall, although my memory's getting a little foggy, but Civitan first donated the equipment that's out there now, and I seem to think that I've put some pictures of Carol Hamner and people like Bob Conklin riding the little the equipment. So anyway, we might look out for service clubs and things that might be a partner to us.
Well, since you and I are in Civitan, that will be addressed.
I wasn't committing Civitan, but I certainly could be the subject of a board meeting. So
and thank you for I have one more question. Just for the sake, I mean, for when we look at it, how many events do you think Greg Park hosts in a year's time that brings people in from out of town that's what they see of our city?
Well, from the events, there's probably not that. Well, we have the Hoosier Cruisers, which is a large attended, and plus the relay, depending on when it comes. Mm-hmm. But now with the swimming pool, we've noticed that there's a large number of individuals and families that come from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
They may stay at the pool. They may come in and eat lunch and then go. I think that you look at it from like VU, when the kids come into town and they start going around. They'll come by Greg Park. I mean, obviously, that's a different demographic, but, you know, I think Greg Park is one of our first seen coming off 6th Street. It's one of our largest, obviously, parks, but people go to it that are here in town, the Ohio Valley and things like that, those kids looking for something to do on off days. So, you know, from our standpoint, it means a lot to have Greg Park look the way that it should.
And most weekends that I, you know, go by, it seems like there's one or two family reunions out there. So,
well, yeah,
those bring people from
during
a
the
great
summer.
Distance.
Yeah, there's, you know, the two shelter houses are rented every weekend up until October. So hopefully, you know, this is something that, with your blessing, that we can address.
Do you have any idea as far as when you would be, if, you know, we all agreed on this, would start?
Well, having spoke with Mr. Bennett, if we could get this right away, they could probably get it in this year. If not, and again, this is no saying do it, but then we would have to get on the schedule for 2016. And it's like this year, weather, they had so many that they have delayed that they're now in the process of trying to catch it. So.
No, I think it's great. I mean, number one thing I hear from a lot of parents around here is we want some nice places to take our children. So
and real quick, just so you know, Edit received over $1 million this year. Edit date, you've spent about $613,000. We have maybe close to $300,000 more committed, so not like we wouldn't have the money in Edit.
Very good. Thank you. Good idea.
I'm gonna bring up Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Del Carrico, real quick. Sorry, I forgot you had someplace else to be this evening.
Okay.
Aye. Abing. Abing. Current bill. Large double. From that. Dash.
Video.
The approximate. And our. Part of. Five. Their request. Well as.
Yes. And we dusted, or Terry had been here before and talked about a month ago. Had mentioned that we wanted to look at the grant, so, right.
Half of that.
Need anything from us? I mean, prior to the October 2 submission?
Document. Also. Greg. Sorry. Well. So, total match right now.
And what the max would be if, let's say, we got it all?
The max. Max would be.
And even if we receive this grant, this wouldn't be till. So it'd be close to this time next year before anything would be done. Right. But we need a commitment from this council that you're willing to.
Are we putting two applications in, one for just the windows and one for the windows in, or are we just putting all in and then we just go from, okay.
Did you, I'm getting the number turned around here. You said the city's portion would be 66. You said the maximum amount for the grant was 50,000.
Because we have to pay.
I got you.
Fees and other things. Cannot take it.
I got you. Okay.
So if you need a motion to proceed with the grant application by October 2nd, I would be glad to make that motion.
Okay. Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to move forward with this grant process.
Call for the question.
Ready for the question on the motion?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
You show your support by a vote of 7-0. Thanks. Still under report of city officers. Thank Chief Pinkstaff.
Mr. Mayor and City Council, Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, your Vincennes Fire Department. It is my honor and pleasure to present to you our two newest hirees at the Vincennes Fire Department. Unit 292, Joshua Trotter. And Unit 293, Dennis Jeffrey Latta. Your two newest Vincennes firefighters just sworn in today at the Board of Works by Mayor Yoakum.
Congratulations.
Sonny, how do you decide who's 92 and who's 93?
Well, the way I did it was whose ever application came back from PERF first was the one that got 292.
There you
That's
go.
That's how it was decided.
Makes sense. Well, welcome aboard.
Okay, any other reports of city officers? Not, we'll move to old business. First up is Ordinance 29-2015, additional appropriation from Edit Fund for $233,827.06. You had your first reading on August 24th.
We have a second reading of Ordinance 29-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Seabury to have second reading of Ordinance 29-2015.
Ordinance 29-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $233,007. Edit.
Discussion.
And you can see, following the ordinance in your packet, this is a list of work done by Milestone Contractors. And we have had a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Ward?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 29-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I move we have a third reading of Ordinance 29-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Seabury to have third and final reading of Ordinance 29-2015.
Ordinance 29-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, permitted $233,000.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Third and final reading of Ordinance 29-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Next is ordinance 30-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for Fund for $10,000. Your first reading was August 24th.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 30-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of ordinance 30-2015.
Ordinance 30-2015, additional appropriation ordinance 1 and 2, Edit.
Discussion.
This is the land acquisitions for the Second Street project, right? I mean, the Second Niblack.
Right.
And let the record show that we had a public hearing at 5:45 and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 30-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Move that we have a third reading of ordinance 30-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to have third and final reading of ordinance 30-2015.
Ordinance 30-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $10,000.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 30-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First up is ordinance 31-2015, establishing a complete street program for the city of Vincennes.
Mayor, I move we have first reading of ordinance 31-2015 and refer to Public Health and Safety Committee.
Second.
A motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 31-2015 and refer to Public Health and Safety.
Ordinance 31-2015, an ordinance of the Public Council of the City of Vincennes established a program for the City of Vincennes containing attachment concerning the project phases and types of design to incorporate future street design or rehab of streets.
Yeah, discussion.
Members should note that the attachment, at least in my packet, was not in the packet, but you have it now. I hope everybody has the attachment.
If anybody needs a copy, I've got one.
Okay, so we have an additional copy of the attachment, but do make sure you have that, because that is
Mr. Mayor, are these things that are encouraged?
Yeah.
Like, yes. This is what we would like to see, but necessarily, like, it might not work in this certain situation.
Correct.
So, yeah. All right.
And this is basically for you guys to look at and see if there's anything that you would like to see different or start hashing this out. I know I talked to the first of the year about getting a complete street ordinance in place, and it's the first draft.
All right.
Basically looking at when we do streets, that we do them with curbs, sidewalks, bike, and all that.
And we just look into those routes, and if it's possible, do those. If there are situations that arise and we can't, then... Right. We don't, but we put forth the effort to look for that. Is that the key thing? All right.
If you read through this, it'll say.
Right. That's why I assumed why I took a glance at it. Thank you.
I think we just want to send it to committee just to get a little more information out there and make an informed decision on it. So. With that, I call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Steve?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 31-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 32-2015.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have first reading of ordinance 32-2015, 2016 appropriations and tax rate.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Clark to have first reading of ordinance 32-2015.
Ordinance 32-2015 ordained Vincennes Common Council for the Vincennes Civil City for the year ending December 31, 2016. Ordinance tax budget.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, as noted in our public hearing at 5:45, the public hearing on this ordinance will take place on September 28. Originally scheduled for this evening, but postponed. There was a omission of a cumulative capital development tax levy, and so that is corrected, be advertised, and then will be subject of a public hearing on September 28 prior to our second reading of this ordinance.
This delay doesn't hurt us in any way, does it?
No, sir. Okay. The steps we're taking are steps that would is required by DLGF, and it's one of those miracle things that happened today.
Okay.
So we've got everything from DLGF that we need, and we're still within guidelines of last year of timing, so we're
all right.
We're fine.
All right.
And I do commend the council for starting a little early like we did on budget hearings, because it helps when things like this come up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Seaver?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 32-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 33-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from cumulative capital development for $107,637.81 and $100,713.53 from edit.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have first reading of ordinance 33-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 33-2015.
Ordinance 33-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from the capital fund for milestone for $207,607. Window grant.
And we'll have, see these trickle in as the street improvements continue, right?
Right, right. And just to give you an update, I think they're pretty much done with the fold-up patching work. Hopefully Wednesday they'll be in with a milling machine to mill the streets up that we're paving, and then follow them up.
Right.
Starting this week, you'll see.
Good.
Of course, the detailed work is outlined in the pages behind this ordinance in your packet.
You notice a lot of what you're paying for now is the concrete work that be done before papers.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 33-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is claims.
Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $523,897.14.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in amount of $523,897.14.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. I see nothing under miscellaneous, so need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.